Hello, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm Avi. I'm here with Juanchi.
Hello.
Who's fixing the soundboard? This is not a soundboard.
Okay,
mixing. He fixed it. And Michelle's not. We're fixing the mics. 1 second. What mics are you guys on?
Two.
And three. Okay. Hello. So, it's a... Juanchi, give us the weather report.
It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
As usual.
It's very warm today.
It is 8...
It's like
kind of warm.
It's like 50 degrees.
Eight degrees.
9 degrees.
It'd be 50.
Sunny. I'm speaking Fahrenheit.
You said 15?
I said 50.
Oh, that's... It's 50?
Yes, oh. I think. Or like high 40s.
Which it's 9 degrees Celsius and 50-something Fahrenheit.
Lovely.
Low traffic in Boston Avenue.
Yes, very low traffic.
And beautiful day for you to be outside.
Yes.
So get your dog, get your kids, or get yourself.
Get your portable radio.
Get your cat.
Listen
ass
to WMFO.
Out there.
Why don't you?
And get your butt out
there. This is a family
there.
Radio station.
I meant the
it's
donkey.
It's a family
asses
show.
And donkey,
oh, yes, of
yeah.
course.
And enjoy the vitamin D
yes.
that Mother Nature provides.
Exactly. So, we're back. We were not here last week, sadly. But I hope you guys, I hope whoever took over the show did a good job, if anyone listened. But yeah, we're back. This is our 8th show. I don't know how many we have left. Michelle, do you want to say something? 3?
No, I just made that up.
No, we have more, than, more than three. We have like 2 months.
We have like a
I wonder
month
if
and
they
a half.
End us. Like,
we have 6.
No, they don't end us.
Like, we can go during the summer. Maybe I'll just stay here over the summer just to do the show.
No, like, I
I'll
think you have
to
reapply
I'll come visit you every
for the
Tuesday.
Summer.
Every Tuesday, just fly in from wherever you are just to do the show. Read the PSA. Yeah, we were on spring break. Tufts people were on spring break. Me and Juanchi were in Colombia.
Yeah.
And Michelle.
I was in New Orleans.
Yes.
New Orleans.
Didn't go to Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which I thought she did, but she didn't. But yeah, when I was in, went to New Orleans, I went to see Preservation Hall, which is like a very, very famous jazz band in New Orleans. And it's this tiny room where most people sit on the floor. And they're like a legendary jazz band. But yeah. You just listened to Only Angel by Harry Styles, which is... great underrated Harry Styles song.
I don't think I've
from
heard
his
it
first
actually.
Album, yep, his debut album, Harry Styles. His three albums.
Why
now.
Why do artists
I don't
name
know.
Their
I think
albums.
It's really lame.
I don't know, lame. Like maybe you have like a cool name.
Maybe so people know who the artist is.
Yeah,
I
guess.
I guess.
If you're just starting off, I guess.
Like Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, there's a lot of artists that.
If it's
that.
A band, I think it's fine. If it's an artist with a name, it's like, what are you doing?
I still think like it's weird if it's the band. Like,
yeah, you're just.
I
biased.
Feel like it's separate. Like your name, your artist name is like you, and then you have like an album. I don't know. I think it's.
Yeah. I guess.
I think Harry's House is a cool name for an album. And like the whole branding and visual identity behind the whole album is very cool.
Ooh.
Ooh, getting into
graphic
some
design.
Graphic design talk. Yeah. So we're going to play some music. We're going to play a song that Juanchi showed me.
Which one?
By the Marías.
That's a banger.
Which they're a great band. I've been listening to them a lot. But Juanchi recommended this song called Hold It Together. So yeah, we have that. We have some... You know, the basics. Noah Kahan coming up.
Yay.
We have some Peach Pit.
Yay.
Very exciting stuff. So, yeah.
Hooray.
Let's get into it. Okay. So, yeah, this is Hold It Together by the Marías. Enjoy.
Do. Nobody else. Just it's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
Since you got back, how have you been? Are you bored yet? The weather ain't been bad if you're into masochistic bullshit. And every photograph that's taken here is from the summer. Some guy won Olympic gold 8 years ago, a distance runner. And that makes a lot of sense. This place is such great motivation for anyone trying to move the fuck away from hibernation. You.
I'm homesick. I'm homesick.
Maybe we should just let go, 'cause holding on is just too easy now. Maybe we should just let go. Baby, we don't make good plans, so maybe we should just go dance and look like fools in front of all these fools. That's the road. Can we go? Can we drive to Tracy on? 'Cause the people here be better off if I was gone. Whoa. Please don't give me food or water. Let my body go. Call me crazy, call me hopeless. Let my body go.
So, you just listened to Hold It Together by the Marías. What?
The Marías.
The Marías.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Shampoo Bottles by Peach Pit, who are playing at Lollapalooza. If anyone has looked at the lineup, it's an epic lineup.
In Chicago.
Epic. In Chicago, in August 3rd through 6th, the Spring Fling lineup comes out today.
Oh, yeah.
Today?
It already came out.
Oh, it did? For
Flo
sure?
Rida,
actually?
Cheat Codes.
Oh, cheat codes.
Yeah, who's cheat codes?
They're the ones who made the song DJ. Demi Lovato.
They're good.
Oh, a DJ? Okay, that's good.
This is a good lineup. I'm going to go crazy with Flo
Rida. I like it. Okay, Flo Rida.
That's it. It's only two?
Yes.
Oh, they like put.
No, I think there's. Let me look.
I guess Flo Rida was really expensive. Do they put it on the Instagram?
Awesome. I don't know. My group chat is.
Flo Rida.
Let's look at that
spin
Tusk.
My hate round.
Yeah, what does Flo Rida sing?
Like that, so many
every
songs.
Every single cool popular
oh, here they
song
put, okay.
from the 2000s free, is Flo Rida.
No, free tickets, wait.
If you heard it as a child, Flo Rida was in it.
Wait, do you have to buy tickets for Spring Fling? Or do you just show
up? No, you just show up, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you do have to. It says, get your free tickets on Tufts tickets starting April 18th.
Never mind.
Do you
April
think it can
29th.
Be sold out?
It's free, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so it's Flo Rida. Why do they put a whole video? Just tell me, like, give me a list.
A video? Where are you looking?
I'm looking on their Instagram. They put a video. Okay, so Flo Rida, and then I'm assuming this is Cheat Codes. It's
yeah.
loading. Yeah, with Demi Lovato, okay.
Yeah.
And then is that it? I feel like Florida is expensive, so it might be that.
Wait, with Demi Lovato?
No, it's they just put a video.
I was like, whoa.
And then, who's this person? Wait, there's someone else who I've never seen in my life. Wait, it's loading. A rapper, I'm assuming. Charlie Curtis Beard. Anyone know who this is?
No, but okay. We'll find out.
I'm curious to see on the pussy, guys.
Interesting. Let me see if that's it. Yeah, that's it. Saturday, April 29th. So that's...
I do not know Charlie
Curtis. Live at the Academic Quad. Save your mark your calendars, everyone.
I love Flo Rida.
Everyone who does not go to Tufts, steer clear.
Yeah, sorry.
It's going to be a disaster. Well, not a disaster, but yeah. I'm excited. Our first spring fling, even though we're seniors.
Nah.
Woo.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Not Juanchi. Juanchi, it's his second spring fling. But yes. Oh, so yeah. Shampoo Bottles by Peach Pit. Then Breakdown by Tom Penny and the Heartbreakers. Homesick by Noah Kahan, who's also playing at Lollapalooza and at Boston College.
Like everyone else.
Ugh, it's so good. But I was looking at the days, how they split the days. I don't know what day I would go. So
or Lollapalooza?
Know. Yeah, they kind of split the bands in a way that... I don't know.
It's hard.
And then Tracy Arm by Tyke James, which I don't know any of his other songs, but... That song is really good. Tracy Arm is a mountain range in Alaska, which I happened to visit a day before I discovered this song, which is very weird. But yes. Yeah, I randomly happened upon the song, like, right after I got back from Alaska and saw Tracy Arm.
Festivals are getting good lineups.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, really good lineups. I think it's because artists... Like, because of the pandemic and everything, I feel like artists are just, like, eager to get back out there and do everything. Because the headliners for Lollapalooza are crazy. It's, like, the 1975 Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lana Del Rey, Odessa, Billie Eilish.
Good lineup.
Yeah, Stadio Picnic was a good lineup.
Sunday has Backseat Lovers, Mount Joy. That's the same as...
So good.
When I was going back from in the airport in Colombia...
Mm-hmm.
In Colombia? It was, like, 5 a.m. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
It was full of people from Stadio Picnic.
Oh, coming straight back.
Like, you could see them all with their makeup still.
That's so funny.
They, like, didn't sleep.
Straight from the festival. I was in line for immigration, coming back from Cartagena, and there was this American guy asking one of the, like, people that worked at the airport, like, trying to show his boarding pass, being like, I have pre-check. And the lady was not understanding because she barely speaks English. And the guy, and she was like, I don't understand. And then he was like, I have pre-check. Like, this isn't the line for me. And I'm like, I was like right behind them. So she was saying like, I don't understand, like in Spanish. And I was like, okay. Like, I asked the guy, I was like, what do you need? And he's like, I have pre-check. And I was like, there's no pre-check here. I'm like, first of all, this is the line for immigration. Second of all, this is Colombia. Like, that's for the United States. Like,
oh my goodness.
I literally was like, there's no pre-check here. This is Colombia. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay. Sir. Calm yourself.
Ay, ay, ay.
I hate the people who can get into immigration lines really fast.
Maya.
I hate them.
Oh, well, Maya.
Maya's now a diplomat. So.
Yes. Or you get global entry, which anyone can get.
But isn't it such a process?
I don't know. Ask Rahul. He just did the interview at the airport the other day.
Really?
But, yeah.
No way.
Let me look it up. I want global
It's pretty
entry.
Easy. I think people think it takes longer than it actually does.
Do you need visas if you have global entry?
Do you need visas?
Yeah. Or is it just like go through fast?
I don't know. Oh, no. They check. Sometimes they give you a little bit of... Like, they'll check your visas. But I think you can still go through. Yeah, because my cousin is Colombian and she has global entry and she has a student visa. Or now she's like on...
Oh, you just skip lines with global entry.
It's the machines. It's the machines.
Oh, okay.
This is actually a PSA for global entry.
I want something where you can just go to any country without any visas.
That's called the U.S. passport.
Don't want that.
Pretty much.
I want something
Wait,
else.
Wait, doesn't the Hong Kong one have like a
the
crazy...
The Singapore one. I think the Singapore one is like one of the best in the world.
You can go to any country.
Good luck getting the Singapore one.
No, I know. You have to go to the army. I don't want to do that.
Wait.
Yeah.
I thought it was if you were born there.
If you have citizenship, whether you're born or not, you have to enlist in the army. I think... When you're 18. But I've passed the age of 18, so maybe it's different.
Do you think there's more countries in the world that...
No.
that have that you have to enlist?
I think,
like, how many countries do you think there are in the world that you
198.
Have to enlist? Okay, no, that you have to enlist.
67.
Okay, 20.
No, that's my number. That's my guess.
That's your guess? Are you looking
Michelle's
it up, Michelle?
Looking it up.
Because that's a... I only know, like...
Ooh, 20 countries. 20? Algeria, Bolivia, Brazil.
Wow. Oh, you have to, in Colombia, I'm pretty sure you have to.
Yeah. Kazakhstan, Guatemala, Israel. Greece, France, Estonia,
France.
Colombia.
Yeah.
Lithuania.
France.
Qatar, Russia, Sweden Taiwan. Wow. Wait. Singapore.
Sweden has the chillest army in the world. They're just like sunbathing over there.
I think this list is wrong. Where? Because I don't see Singapore on this. Azerbaijan.
Oh my god.
Azerbaijan.
Imagine being a
Cuba.
Soldier in a term. Cuba.
Oh, here. Singapore, yes.
Interesting. So 20
Sudan,
countries.
Thailand.
I wonder
UAE.
How they decide. I mean, obviously, if they're at war.
For high school dropouts in UAE only.
Okay. Oh, high
and where?
In
for UAE.
UAE, if
oh.
you drop out of high
wow.
school,
that's
3 years.
That's very interesting.
Man. There's a lot of countries, actually.
Damn.
Cyprus.
Cyprus. I feel like the army in Cyprus is not...
Yeah.
Too intense. Or actually, I could be wrong. Maybe
it could
be like,
really, yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's like the most intense.
I don't study international relations.
32 months in Israel?
Yeah.
Wow.
China.
It's just like part of the culture there.
France. Mali. Senegal. Wow, there's a lot of countries.
Wow, France?
Actually. I don't know about this because this is Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is fine.
I think Wikipedia is actually a good source.
Yeah,
it's
it depends.
A good quick source.
Like it's like, you shouldn't like,
yeah.
like
write papers
write
just
papers
with Wikipedia. But like for fast information,
yeah.
like if I'm looking up information about a person,
it's most
Wikipedia.
Likely right.
Yeah, and they have sources.
Bermuda,
Jamaica. I was debating with my dad that 80s music is the worst decade of music.
No.
Oh my god.
There's so many decades. You can't pick.
Okay,
any.
Well, of like the recent past.
Yeah, that's not true. It's just different. The 80s was a different decade in every aspect. Look at fashion. Weird.
It was just like bad. But like if you
weird.
Look at the 60s and the 70s, like
you just don't get it. It's a misunderstood decade.
Not
do you, are
is
you an expert on 80s fashion
no.
and culture and
but
music?
But I'm thinking, if they
Google
liked
it
at that point, then... Because people loved that. People loved, I don't know, the Tears for Fears.
80s fashion is...
Rick Astley.
Rick Astley, Back to the Future.
I'm not talking about movies. It was a great time for film.
Okay.
Ooh.
Fashion.
I'm talking about fashion and music.
Right. Fashion. We people use like nowadays retro things inspired in the 80s.
Okay.
Leather dresses.
Leather dresses?
From the 80s.
No way.
What is a leather dress?
A dress made of leather.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I don't really see many people wearing that. Well, like acid wash jeans, like chunky socks. I guess the sneakers are. It's like those dad sneakers.
Cowboy
neon.
Boots.
Okay, yeah, cowboy boots. That was also 90s. That was also 90s.
Listen, Michael Jackson, 80s.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Him.
King of Pop.
Yeah.
Leather blazers, which everyone wears now.
Okay.
Really? Leather blazers?
This is like niche.
Lace dresses.
Yeah, but that's ugly.
Bon
like the
Jovi.
Leotards, the bangs
Disco
that
tops.
Were like ginormous.
ABBA.
Ooh. High cut one piece swimsuits.
Yeah, like. It's not
yeah,
the,
it's not
like
really
it's
what
not
I would
it's not the best.
Billy Joel.
Country club.
Bruce
aesthetic.
Springsteen.
I don't like the rock from the 80s. I'm talking personally.
Skinny
I
rap
don't
belts.
Like rap. I mean pop. Rock from the 80s.
Well, it was more pop, I think.
It was very pop. It was like I feel like it all sounds the same. They
I
loved like an organ synth situation.
No, but organ is older. Synth, yeah. Because the synth was started there.
Yeah.
Chunky pearls.
Yeah, no. I, in my personal opinion, I prefer...
It's misunderstood.
...the music of the 70s, 60s, or 90s.
You don't like 60s?
Yes,
oh, you like it better.
I prefer.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Frankly.
Honestly.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So speaking of music of the 80s, what were you going to say?
It's 38. We've got to do that PSA.
Oh, it's PSA time.
I didn't even get
time
a chance to pick.
I think that the TSA cure? Pre-check. The Cure?
Guns N' Roses.
Are you talking about the 90s?
The 80s. Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah, The Cure was the 80s. I always think they're in the 90s.
The Police.
Like.
The Police is amazing, I think. Queen. Queen.
Queen like start was a lot in the 70s. Like. I think that their best music was from the 70s.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle has a PSA for us.
David Bowie.
Sorry,
guys, for giving me the time for this PSA.
Yeah, their best music is in the 70s. Sorry, go.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherry, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Your weekly fruit PSA.
Snaps.
You too.
PSA. You too. Okay.
I think Inhaler is better than you too.
Why are you comparing them?
Because yesterday we had this discussion.
Because it's the son.
It's the son of Bono.
Of Bono. Yeah,
the Bono's son is the lead singer. Of
I didn't
Inhaler.
Know that.
Yeah.
Their music is the same.
It's not.
It's like the same style.
I never
style.
Listen to you two.
They're good.
It is
They're
80s vibes, Inhaler. I think that's why I don't like it that much. I don't like that much. You're like,
she hurt my soul.
Sorry.
I think the problem here is Evie.
I know. That's what I'm understanding.
Hi.
I'm the problem.
The Smiths. Apparently. I don't know what Smiths were.
Do you like the Smiths?
They're great.
I love the Smiths.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Bitty, 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 bitty. Bob Marley. I'm sorry. Bob Marley slaps.
You don't like, but
you cannot like reggae, but like Bob Marley is like a different.
People always tell me that I can't not like reggae.
You can.
I can not like
it. Yeah,
reggae.
Yeah, it's fine. But Bob Marley?
Like, I guess.
It's like. Like
I guess means you're not
great.
Convinced.
I never listened
Bob
to
Bob Marley
Bob
and the
Marley.
Wailers. I could go on. Solesterio.
Wow, my favorite band. You got me there.
The Clash?
I don't listen to.
The Cure?
The Clash of Clans.
Like
some
I'm
of
just,
John Lennon songs.
I'm just thinking about like rock bands of the 80s versus rock bands of the 70s and the 60s, and I just prefer the ones of the 70s and the 60s. Like I don't listen to Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith,
okay,
like,
well,
Bruce Springsteen. That's me. I'm just.
Here's the thing.
What?
Now your argument is changing. You said something. You didn't say I prefer the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Or 80s.
Well,
you're
either
like,
way, it's my opinion.
80s suck.
It's like I'm not speaking for the
okay,
world.
Okay. No. 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 No.
Anytime I say anything, it's my opinion.
I know.
Okay, so
you're getting me heated up.
Oh no! Fight!
No, I agree though.
Fight.
I like if out of the four, 80s is probably yeah. The my
aha.
Are you saying your least favorite or the worst?
No, my least favorite. But it's because 60s, 70s, and 90s I like them better.
Yeah,
but it's
that's
definitely
not
bad.
What she's
it's definitely
saying.
Not bad.
So should we do a? Should we do like a?
An 80s song now.
I think you should play an 80s song and then.
Well, I was gonna say we do a whole show dedicated to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Not 80s.
Clash of the.
Wait, because I have no
ages.
I have no knowledge of what's from what decade. You guys can test.
Okay, so next week we'll do a little history lesson slash who is better, which is better.
You know what song is from
the 80s?
What's
one?
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
That's a very good song.
That is a good song.
I'm not saying there's no good 80s songs. Like I'm, yeah.
By you too.
Okay. Well, I just played a song from, I think this is from the 70s earlier. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 1976, The Breakdown. Great song.
Tom Petty
and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, I need to exit the building.
Oh no, Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye, everybody. It was nice to be here.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Next week, we'll educate you on rock music.
Slay.
I'm excited.
Slay.
We'll educate everyone on rock music.
Yeah.
And you guys can call in and say what your opinions are.
Or Skype
we'll
us.
We'll try to...
Skype us. We'll try to pick up. But I think that we should definitely do that. So you guys know what's coming next week. Goodbye, Michelle.
What's coming next song, though?
Oh, next song. Very exciting. It's Portuguese Knife Fight by Cage the Elephant, the most normal sounding song and also band. So I've never heard it before. I'm excited.
I don't remember how it sounds. I just put it because I have it in my playlist.
So we're all going to be surprised by this song. It could be trash. I don't know. We'll see. Enjoy.
I remember it being cool. All right, go.
Okay. Why don't you like say? Okay, bye.
Talking for your namesake, Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are you okay? Sitting by the well, Jill, you're falling down the hill, Jack and everybody laugh.
Don't you pray, to a cocaine Jesus in a black four-seater. Got a man, don't need him, but you wait. Call me when you want, or just call me when you need it, if you only ever need it for the day.
over. See you clear away the dust. I hope you miss me sometimes. When you see a frame that reminds you of me, to remember the times that we bleed.
this love unknown, and I've got to get that message home.
We've come to the end of our show, sadly.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Next week.
Next week. It's going to be a fun one.
There are a total of 7 shows left.
Yeah, for sure.
If my math is correct.
Well.
Maybe 8.
That's a good amount, actually.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Graduation is approaching, but not too quick.
Not for now, not too quick. That was Portuguese Knife Fight by Cage the Elephant, which I actually liked.
Yeah, it's good.
From their album, Tell Me I'm Pretty.
Then, you're pretty.
Oh, thank you. Then Cocaine Jesus by Rainbow Kid and Surprise. A great contrast between the song and the band name.
That's true.
Then A Message by Coldplay. Great song.
Yeah.
Great song. But yeah.
Is that your favorite song? Second favorite in that album?
I think so, maybe.
That is the XY album.
Fix You's top. I think I like Speed of Sound.
Oh, Speed of Sound is good.
Speed of Sound is good. I don't know a lot of them.
I think I like A Message better, but Speed of Sound is really good.
Yeah, Speed of Sound is good. But yeah, maybe A Message better. But I never listened to that album, to be honest. So, I don't really know. Yeah, I think that's all.
Well, that's it, folks. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Buenas Vibras Hour. I am Evi.
I am Juanchi.
We hope you guys have enjoyed the show today.
I am Michelle.
I'm Michelle. Michelle had to leave. Sad. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great day, great rest of the week. And yeah, tune in next time for a very fun show.
Have a beautiful rest of the day.
Get outside. Take a walk. Go for
a
run.
Take a walk.
Sit
we should
outside.
Have put that song.
Oh, yeah. I actually almost put it.
Really?
Yeah.
By Passion
should we
Pitch?
Should we just end with Take
yeah,
a Walk?
Yeah, go. Quick.
Quickly. Like okay, we're going to end with Take a Walk by Passion Pit.
Close
yeah.
your eyes and take a walk.
Take a walk. Get out there. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Once a year I'll see them for a week or so at most. I should go.